Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Said I'm gonna run on and see what the end's gonna be.
See what the end's gonna be.
I'm gonna hold on, yeah, till I get my victory. Say the devil is a lie.
Say the devil is.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has is for me.
Said the devil is a liar.
Said the devil is a liar.
So the truth made me free.
But the truth made me free.
Listen, so I'm gonna stay here. Listen, y'all, I refuse to be run away.
Refuse to be run away.
I'm gonna wait here. And I'ma praise him every day. Hey, y'all say, say the devil is a liar.
Say, say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has
right here, y'all say. Give it to me, darling. I want y'all to say this. And the truth has made me free. Y'all got it? Y'all got it? Let me hear you, church, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me free. Oh. You got it, Joe? Come on, one more time. Say, and the truth has made me set free.
Put your hands together for Jesus this morning. Welcome, welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E here live from the Now Network Studios. Yes, we're continuing our variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic content, candid opinions, openly shared Christian views on honest life, real life topics without fear of what the world or anyone else may think, but according to what the Word of God has affirmed through our relationship with him. Yes, there are some discussions that are want to be untouched. We want to touch those things. There's some situations in the body of Christ that may be going on that are not talked about. We want to talk about those things, but we also want to rely on everything that we do here based on the word of God. That's what Real Talk is all about. And we invite you this week, February 11th, for another dynamic journey that we're about to take. This morning, we're going to another level. Yes, God is sending new covenant partners with the network to be on one accord and to be affirming and what not just one is saying, but what the word of God is saying true. I am so excited that our sincere thoughts and opinions are based on the word of God are coming to fruition of agreement. And this morning is just another step higher that we're going here in the network as we want to introduce our in-studio guest host for Real Talk this morning, Apostle Deb Stockton. And I'll let her give her location and where she's from in her intro. You know how we do it here on Real Talk. We'd rather let you or let our guests share who they are from a transparency of their spirit. But we just want to introduce to some and present to others Apostle Deb Stockton. Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning, Pastor E. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah. I stay blessed. Blessed her, if I can make up a new word this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so kindly for allowing me to share today. Good morning, everyone on the line and all the listeners. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so excited to be here with you this morning to lift up the name of Jesus, because I don't know any other name to lift up except the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Because
come on now.
The only one. He's the only one, hallelujah, that can redeem our souls and help us along our journey. My name is, my name is Deb Stockton. We wear many hats. I'm like Pastor E. I believe in the fivefold ministry and that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Even though we have been affirmed in many places, and I'll talk a little bit about that in my journey and what the Lord has done for me very briefly, but I do have a word from the Lord that I want to share with you. So I don't want all the focus to be on me, but I do want to lift up the name of the Lord and share
Amen.
With you all what God wants to do for you today and what he wants to share from his heart through my lips to yours and to your ears.
Amen. Amen. Well, you know, I know everyone that is sent this way, and if it's only one, and I'll tell you it's more than that, but if just the one is here to receive a new way of thinking in God's way and changing from their old to the new, that's what it's all about. And Real Talk is just that, those discussions that bring out the God in us that can really be transparent. I thank you for your covenant with our ministry and all of the plugs and all the shares and everything that you're doing out there to not promote man, but promote a work of God. I am so honored by that. And this is a little different broadcast, because I know there is a word on fire from you. But I just want you to take a moment to, and I'm going to get out the way. I'm going to get my pen and my paper. My Bible's already out. I'm ready to go. Got the tablet here, phone over here. But if you could just take a moment and share your ministry. I know you're in the Virginia area. Other covenant partners of ours in that area. And we do not want to focus on Deb Stockton, and you know how we roll, but we want to be available for people to know who you are and how you can touch their ministry, touch their relationship to going higher with God, and how that could, they can be accessible to you.
Okay, not a problem. God bless you. Again, my name is Debbie Stockton, and I currently reside in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Our ministry is actually based out of Alexandria, Virginia, but we have a variety of ministries that we cover in Waldorf, Maryland, also in Newport News, Virginia. We have a baby church here in Fredericksburg, and we are birthing currently a church in Woodbridge, which we have not landed on the ground yet. We haven't housed it, but we are functioning still as a ministry, hosting it online and gathering a variety of people who have interest to come in and who want to build a house of the Lord. And that is what my ministry is basically about. I will tell you that I started out very young as a prophetic voice unto many people, and I wasn't churched, but I thank the Lord that when he allowed me to come into the church, I already understood what my purpose was, and that was to minister to all people everywhere. It was not to be just a house minister, but to go out into the hedges and the highways and to compel people to come to Christ. And what KFM does, as I said, it was originally birthed in 2008, as a ministry that the Lord had placed in my heart, Kingdom Fellowship Ministries, to set out to cover ministries. And I didn't have really a clue of what that was during that time because I was sitting on the pew.
Right.
But, you know, God is faithful. He always tells you aforetime about your future before you actually operate in it. And I was seeking to get understanding and I was in the International Bible Way Church, and the Bible Way churches at that time, a very strict apostolic church, and I was a rule breaker. I was wearing lipstick and earrings and all kinds of things. Passed the church, and they was calling me Jezebel and all kinds of things. So I've been through a lot, but, you know, God kept me through that and helped us to transition from those type of traditions into where that organization is now, a portion of that organization is now. Long story short, in 2008, as I said, it was birthed in my heart, and the Lord just prophetically spoke a word to me one evening to go to the District of Columbia, because that's just how God and I roll. He just speaks to me and I just obey. And I went down to F Street, and it was about 9 o'clock in the evening, and to a church. And he just spotted, you know, showed it to me, and I was like, well, the church is closed. What do you want? Am I doing here? And he just like, get out your car and go to the door. Well, guess, lo and behold, the door was open. There was just one light in the sanctuary, and there was nobody in there. And I was afraid, and I was like, well, you know, this is unusual. Long story short again, I walked around for a few seconds, and I went to the office. I said, you know, something is wrong here. Let me call the police. And then I saw a card on the floor where it said Bishop Floyd Nelson. So and it had his address, and he was a pastor of that church. I said, well, let me call this number. And so I called it, and he said, you're where? I said, I'm standing in your sanctuary. He said, well, how is that possible? I said, I don't know. But I know that the Lord led me here, and the door is open, and maybe that's what I'm here for. And he said, well, I'm going to send a deacon there. Can you wait for about 5 minutes? He said, because they were painting in there, and possibly someone left the door open. So can you just wait so that no one steals anything out of the sanctuary? And I said, sure. And I started thinking, like, well, I hope they didn't think I did anything. But you know, I'm just keeping it real, right?
Keep it real. This is real talk. That's right.
Keep me real. And long story short, the deacon came and he locked the door and he said, thank you. And he called Bishop back and said, well, he's an apostle now. And he said, well, look, can you come to my church on Sunday? I would like to speak with you because since I've been speaking with you, the Lord has been speaking to me about you. So I showed up in the church. We had never seen one another. And I just walked in the door and the usher was getting ready to seat me. And he looked up and, you know, there were several new people there that day. And he said, woman of God, come here. And I said, and I was pointing like me. And he said, yes. He said, you are a pastor. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry, you're mistaken. Somebody else.
got you twisted with somebody.
He said, the Lord said you are a pastor and you plant churches. We never spoke about any of those things. And here's what happened. And this is what I want to share with somebody. This is a part of the message that God has given me to share with you, that it does not matter what anyone else says. When God calls you, he will not only affirm it, he will confirm it and affirm it. And it may not be in the usual way of going through ranks and pillars and all those things, inside the church, outside the church, in or other organizations, in educational institutions, however it may come about for you. But the Lord will make a way for you to get where you need to go. And I had no plans at that time of actually fulfilling the work of the ministry because it was still being birthed in my heart. And so on that particular Sunday, I did go up, and he called his ministers down, and he said, I'm going to be obedient to the Lord. He went and got the oil. He anointed me. I didn't have time to go get a robe. Come on here. I didn't have time to go get a robe. I didn't have time to go for a regular consecration service. I didn't have to fast for 3 days. None of that stuff. He anointed me, called me forth, licensed me, certificated me that day without even knowing me. And then he said, now here's what I want you to do. Only thing I need you to do is to sit here with me for a while so that I can teach you what to do. And I was obedient because I was literally in shock. Literally in shock. But see, I just want to say to you that God is a miraculous God, you know, and he can do anything but fail. And so in 2010, so I went through another consecration, a ordination service, a public ordination service, just for the sake of men that they would know. And in our convocation, and I believe it was in North Carolina at that time, I'm not sure, don't quote me, but nonetheless, we had a formal another consecration, and God just blessed. And from there, I had a very similar experience, and I started working in a ministry, planting 5 churches. We have 3 of those churches still under us. 2 of those churches have since gone on and moved on. They're both independent now. The pastors have married, and their husbands oversee their ministry. And basically what we do, we started out catering to people who were out in the street. I did not come from that background, had no knowledge of it, but the Lord sent me, like I said, to the hedges and the highways. I had a dear friend of mine who was an apostle, Apostle Deborah Allen. She and I used to go out to 14th Street, D.C., in the middle of the night and minister to prostitutes. Come on here. Now, you're talking about a prissy young woman, okay, wearing high heels and Gucci bags. And don't know nothing about that kind of stuff. Scared, okay? But I trusted the Lord, and because of that, God birthed many things through us because it wasn't about us; it was about our obedience to the Lord. And then we went into a rehab ministry, drug rehabilitation ministry with men, and counseling services. And God just blessed us because I had none of that background. I didn't have a PhD. I didn't have an MD. I didn't even have a BA or an AA. So I wasn't even actually qualified. Come on now.
According to man. Yeah,
according to man. I wasn't qualified according to man to do any of those things. But what the Lord did was he sent doctors, lawyers, all kinds of people to our ministry that flowed into our ministry that were skilled in those areas. They had expertise in those areas of ministry and of life. And they became the officiants to minister to, because they were saved, to minister to those that needed health situations, nurses and doctors, lawyers for people who had court situations, who had been on charges of prostitution and drugs and things of that nature. So I just want to say that God can do the impossible. And I had a very similar, like a double ricochet, actually, I think it was 2012. Yeah, 2012. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I was online looking at a conference, and it drew my attention in Florida from a Dr. Robin Harfouch, who has a ministry, Faith Church, Apostolic Church in Florida. And I called the number and asked information, and they reached back to me. Their office was closed. They reached back out to me, and I got on their prophetic line and prayed with them a couple of times. And this was with her daughter, and she said, "You know, my mom wants to speak with you." And I was like, "Okay." And I'm thinking, I got a gimmick going here. And so the woman calls me. She calls me, and she said, "You know, I don't know what it is, but I hear in your voice the power of God." And I listened to the recorded message that you left 3 times, and each time the Holy Spirit was speaking to me to do something for you, so can you come to our conference? Well, that was 2011, actually, and I said, you know what, these people are full of it. I'm not going. They got gimmicks. So I didn't go. I didn't go. So in 2012, she reached back out to me again, and she said, "Well, are you ready to come this year? Please come." And she said, "I want to bless you." And she explained to me what she wanted to do. She said, "I want to affirm you in your ministry." She said, "Because God is," she said, "I've been watching you on the internet. And the reason that you're not flowing in your ministry is because God has called you higher than where people see you. But you need to be released by the mantle of God and the anointing. And so, you know, I did go, and the Lord blessed me, and they decreed apostleship on me. I didn't know them. I didn't ask them. I didn't do anything. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that I can say that have happened miraculously in my life. And why am I saying that? I'm not telling people that you should not obey your pastors and things of that nature. I believe that you should. I do believe that God still uses, because we do it in our ministry. We have a teaching ministry. We license people. We cover people. We teach people. We send people to seminary. We want them to be educated in the word of the Lord. We don't want people going out here, you know, making a muck of the ministry and putting God to shame and saying they're this and they're not. That's a reality to me. But I do know that God
does sowing the seed of those apostles.
Yes, exactly. But I do know that God still does things miraculously, because I myself have found that I am doing the same thing for certain people that may have been overlooked, or they've been treated wrongfully, you know, and they're well equipped. And this is the ministry of Christ that He's given to me at this hour. I can say that even now, we are in a waiting period, amen, because God has birthed us to do something different. We are stepping further out into gatherings, because that's always, we never really called it conferences. We've always had gatherings. So we're setting up youth rallies and things of that nature. We have a segment called Real Talk, Real People Real Talk, on Thursdays once a month, and my co-partner, Prophetess Nina Smithers, she basically hosts that, where we talk to gangbangers, and she's in West Virginia, and she's in a very rough area, and she goes out and she talks to all kinds of people. This woman of God, she goes out and she'll talk to people that have guns in their hands and take them from them. I mean, she's bold. She's a little tiny woman, but the power of God is on
her. Oh, Jesus. I mean, hallelujah.
Yeah, she's a little, like a size 2 little tiny woman, and she's out there with all these people doing miraculous works, and maybe just one or two people with her. And so I'm saying all that to say this, that in this hour, God is looking for people who are sincere. He's looking for people who are going to lift up His name and who are not afraid to go out and do the work, because it's not for us to glorify ourselves. Amen. It's not for us to so much talk about who we are, but to show people the Christ that is in us. And I also wanted to share, if it's okay, if I can just move off of that portion.
This is where I wanted to kind of just release you from a interviewing stance, and people getting a really feel for you. To just, I want to say a prayer, and then I want to allow the Holy Spirit to move on you, and for you to speak the word that I know is boiling in your spirit. That we go to that next level, because I know somebody out there that's already been encouraged. That and this is something you said. And I want to touch on this before we go to this prayer. Is that I've realized a long time. This is what really changed my aspect about God. Is that, you know, we always trained that, or always taught, or always heard that we serve a mysterious God. As I started to study God and His miraculous move in sending His Son through a departure of self, to release part of Himself to come here on earth to walk, I start to see everything about Him is miraculous. And it's never not just a miraculous day. It's all day, every day, constantly. And my mind had to be convinced, that God is a miraculous God, and mysterious has nothing to do with Him. Now, the things in this world are mysterious, because they're tricky and lucky and the woulda, coulda, shoulda things. But the things of God, are miraculous. And when we see Him from those eyes, someone is raising their hand right now saying, whoa, I'm encouraged, because when we see Him through miraculous eyes instead of mysterious wants and needs and our own desires, we can truly see in the spirit what God has for us in this season right now. So, Lord, we touch and agree right now in the spirit of in the position of now, Lord, that we release our own will, release our own agendas. We release our own topics and wills and wants and needs. And we say, Lord, let Your will be done. Lord, we reach our hand towards the woman of God right now, Lord. We circumference her in the spirit, Lord, and we protect and we And we guard her in this moment as she releases herself to you to be used as a willing vessel, Lord. We say now, Lord, teach us, speak to us, and Lord, lend us your voice, Lord, that our lives could be changed right now, immediately, that we'll never be the same, that we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. So, Lord, have your way. Move like never before. We believe from the east, the west, the north, the south, in agreement, in the spirit, that your will is being done right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Move, woman of God, right now. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor E. I certainly thank you for covering me in prayer. And I also want to say I'm so, so thankful to be connected to the Now Network and all of the people that I have met thus far via internet or whether it be phone or whatever. You've just all been so gracious to me, and it has really taken my faith to the next level, I'd say the next dimension, because here's where I am. I believe that God wants to take us as a people to lay aside the weights and the sin that so easily beset us. And I think that sometimes some of these titles and things like that cause a division in the body when God is looking for a body. Come on here. He's looking for a body that's just going to do his will. And as I said before, I believe that the prophetic voice of God, meaning the word of prophecy of the Bible, that's what I'm talking about, the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord concerning the Bible has already given us instruction on what we need to do, and we need to get back to the basic of ministering the raw word of God and putting aside all these agendas and building all of these manifestations of things and being great and all of that stuff and just make God great again. And I think that as we begin to walk in that manifestation in this season, and I keep saying this season and this time, because what the Lord has released to me is that during the next 3 months, I mean, we're going to see a complete turnaround in our nation, in ministries. God is going to turn things upside down. He's going to take those that are in the back door, and he's going to bring them to the front of the rows and the pews. He's going to take the lead, and they're going to become the greatest, and all of those things. And we're going to find out that we're going to have to shake off a lot of things. And we're going to find that in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, I'm going to read a few scriptures. Mark 10, 45 and 52, but our key verse is going to be chapter 50. And if those of you who know your Bible, this is a story of blind Bartimaeus. And blind Bartimaeus, let me just go to the scriptures real quick. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And I'll read it to you. And it says Mark 10, 46. Now they came unto Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, talking about Christ, and the great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging, okay? And he had heard it, that Jesus was coming, and began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him. They began to, you know, they wanted to stop him to be quiet, but he cried out even the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you. Blind Bartimaeus threw aside his garment, and he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said unto him, what do you want of me? What do you want me to do? And this is what Jesus was saying to him. What do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said unto him, go your way, for your faith has made you whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. I want to go back again, and first of all, I want to thank the Holy Spirit for just giving me illumination and understanding and clarity of speech that I can share with you the heart of God and what he's saying to us about us concerning our blindness, concerning how we need to really just receive the love of God, and how we need to shake some things off in this season. And I'm ministering to myself, because when I began to read this, even this morning, the Lord began to give me a greater revelation even about my life. Amen. And in verse 46, it says, now they came. to Jericho. And as he went to Jericho with his disciples, Jesus and his other disciples and other people, it wasn't just his disciples, it was other people that were following him. They were watching because I call them sideliners. they just wanted to know what he was doing. Amen. And blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat on the side of the road. Now, this was a main road. This was not just a little side dirt road. This was like a little city back then, and they had little, you know, thoroughfares, if you want to call it that. And blind Bartimaeus had been sitting there for a long time, and he was begging of alms. He was begging for money and food and whatever he could get. And he wasn't an unintelligent man because his father was Timaeus. Timaeus was a well-known man. And they couldn't understand why that blind Bartimaeus was on the side of a road when his father was pretty well-to-do. I just happen to believe that through this story that Christ already knew in his creation that he was going to perform a miracle using this man of God. So this was just a situation that God was using to show people what he can do through somebody that comes from somebody that ends up being nobody. Glory be to God. And then as blind Bartimaeus was begging, he said that he heard it, that Jesus of Nazareth was coming. Verse 47, and he began to cry out, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Now, blind Bartimaeus, he was an intelligent man. He knew that he could not see, but he heard that Jesus was coming. So he positioned himself to be in front, so that Jesus could hear him. Now, can you imagine all these people on the side of the road screaming and hollering and hail Jesus and all of these things, and probably some things who don't believe in God, saying other things, you know, boo or whatever. But he heard the voice of blind Bartimaeus. And people, there were hecklers out there. Glory be to God. And God was showing me in verse 47, it says, and the people warned him to be quiet. And here's what the Lord is saying, that you're going to have to learn how to shake off some things when you're coming to Jesus. You and I have to learn how to lift our voice to the Lord and cry out to him in prayer and praise and thanksgiving during these seasons of our lives, because God is calling you. God is calling you to come into his presence. He's calling you to come higher. He's calling you and I to love him even more, to have a closer relationship with him through the word of God. Now, we're already saved. Most of the people on the line are probably already saved and giving their life to the Lord, and you're asking God, what can I do and how can I serve you? What is it that you want of me at this time? Well, here's what the Lord is saying. I just want you to submit yourself to me. I want you to submit your will to me. I want you to get in my word. I want you to study my word. I want you to know me as I already know you. Glory be to God. Then you're going to have to shake off your flesh. You're going to have to shake off your agendas. You're going to have to shake off everything about you. You're going to have to shake off whether you want to be important, whether you want to be well-known, or if you've got a great voice, if you're anointed, whatever it is. God is saying you've got to decrease so he can increase. And I take that very personal, because I never want to be so inflated or anything in my life that God does not get the glory. Glory be to God. I'm going to try my best to speak in English here, because I'm one of these people like Paul. Paul said, I probably speak in tongues more than many other people, but it's not my will, but it is the will of God. And as the people warned him, the hecklers, oh, just be quiet. You know, he's a beggar. Don't pay him no mind. He's out here all the time begging. And here Jesus is coming by, and this man is looking for a miracle. And the Lord is saying to you today, if you're on this line, that he has your miracle. But you can't sit back on the sideline any longer and just wait for it to fall in your hands. You've got to get up and do something now. Hallelujah. You've got to release your voice to the Lord now. You've got to praise him now. You've got to glorify the Lord in your body now. You've got to make a solid decision in your mind that I'm going to serve God now. Today is the day of my breakthrough, because your breakthrough is right now. We say this every day. I'm not saying this because I'm on the Now Network. Now has been my word for the past 8 years of my life, because the word now helped me to get up out of my own bed of affliction. Hallelujah. When I was depressed, hallelujah, when I was down and out, when my husband left me, I got in an abusive relationship, and it was only that word now from the Bible, when I read it in the Bible, now faith is, amen, now faith, that word stuck in my spirit. And I want to help you this morning. to understand that this afternoon, depending on what time zone you're in, to understand that God has given you a right now faith to shake this stuff off. You may have been angry at someone, and God is saying, just let it go. It's really not that important, because it can block you from your blessing, because the Lord has so much more for you and I. And we've got to refocus our spiritual lens and our natural eyes to see what the Lord is doing in the spirit realm through the Word of God, so that we can manifest it in the natural, because time is short. Amen. And it really doesn't matter what anybody, what anyone else says. And I know that's going to go against the grain for some other people, but if God called you, He called you. You don't need a license to witness in the grocery store. You don't need a license to tell somebody about Jesus. You don't even need to know a whole bunch of scriptures to say, you know what, can you come to my church? If you don't know what to say to somebody, lead them to somebody else. But God is going to use you to bless someone. So you got to shake that stuff off. And when you're sitting on the sideline, Jesus is still going to come. And here's what Jesus said, verse 49, because He said, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be, and He called him forth. He told the disciples, He said, look, get out of His way. He's calling me. He's not calling you. Glory be to God. It's even though there's some people who may be in your way, oh God, I thank you today, it may be that your husband is standing in your way. It may be that your husband is trying to stop you from going to Jesus. And you've got to obey your husband according to the word of the Lord in certain things. But here's what the scripture really says. Obey them, they have the rule over you in the Lord, and follow them as they follow Christ. Don't let anybody stop you from being saved. But don't fight against the will of God concerning your marriages. The Lord gave me another word, that when Jesus is calling you, don't compare what you have to somebody else. Glory be to God. Because there are a lot of women that are comparing their relationships to somebody else's relationships. Some married women, you know, you marry young or you marry old, and you marry a man because he loves you, or you think he looks good for whatever reason you married him, or you think he's anointed or whatever. And then you meet Billy along the road. You meet Pastor Bob and Apostle Bobo on the road. Come on here. And they seem real anointed and called of God. And then you begin to compare your husband to that other man of God. And then you make your husband feel small. And the Lord is saying, you got to shake that off. Because I've given you a covering. And I want you to respect the covering that I've given you, because I've given it you what you need. And if you bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, glory be to God, then God will bless your husband or your wife. It could be first wife, vice versa. And God will bless the other party to come up higher. And even if they never have a title in the church, as long as they're taking good care of you and they're blessing you and they're being good to you, that's all that matters. Now, I know that's off the page there for a minute, but this is what the Lord is saying. You've got to be of good cheer. Amen. Verse 49, like He told blind Bartimaeus, you got to be of good cheer because Jesus is calling you. You got to get up and go to the Lord. You've got to operate in the ministry that God has given you, and you've got to throw aside. Now, here's the key. In verse 50, you yourself have to throw aside your garment. You've got to throw aside hatred. You've got to throw aside, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. I don't think I'm going to be received. I'm fat. I'm skinny. I'm tall. I'm short. Whatever it is that you need to throw off, just throw it off and go to the Lord. And here's another passage of scripture. In Job 19, I read that the other day. Amen. In Job 19, I read it the other day. We were on another broadcast, and it just jumped out there, and the Lord brought it back to me this morning. Job 19, verses 1 and 2. Now, you got to be mindful that during our kingdom walk, that like blind Bartimaeus had to shake off some things, and he had to throw off his own coat, his beggar's coat, which represent his old life. Mm-hmm. Because when God is calling you, you've got to throw off your old life. You can't take your old life and in with the new life, because it just won't mix. Glory be to God. Now, I'm not saying that you have to wait until you get it all together, because that'll never happen. You've got to come to Jesus just as you are, but you have to have the mindset to say that I am going to submit my will to the Lord, not my will, but thy will be done, O God. And as God continues to bless you and give you the knowledge and the strength to transform by His grace and His word, you will be able to throw off your garment, your old garment, Amen. Whatever that is, maybe you're smoking and drinking and sexing or cussing or whatever it is. Maybe you're just shy and you need to throw off the coat of shyness, and maybe you're too boisterous and you need to calm down some. You need to throw that off. Amen. Maybe you need to be humble. Whatever it is, you got to throw off what is not necessary so that the Lord can use you as a beautiful spirit filled person so that someone can see His glory operating in you. And here's the thing, you don't have to be like anybody else. When I was, before I read the scripture in Job, I was a very quiet woman, and you would not know that by the way I talk now. Thank you, Jesus. I was shy. I didn't talk much. I was an introvert. But when the Lord came in my life, He changed me. He changed me, and He told me, He said, you will never again sit back and allow people to run over you. You will speak up for yourself. And so sometimes I have to calm myself down and remind myself, you don't have to talk, in every situation. Just be quiet sometimes. Oh, God, yeah, I know, I hear your spirit out there. But listen, God is going to bless you. And here's what happened to Job in chapter 19, talking about throwing off some stuff, shaking it off. And Job's friends were talking to him. They had said all kinds of things to him, evil things. In verse 18, they said that he was not going to live. His spirit was in darkness. He was walking in wickedness. He was going to be burned in fire. He wasn't going to shine again. Terror was going to come upon him. Verse 11, verse 12, his strength shall be hunger bitten, destruction shall be his portion, he's going to be devoured. They were speaking all kinds of negativity into his spirit. And here's what I want to share with you. We are going to encounter demonic attacks time after time if you are truly saved of God. If you are the redeemed of the Lord and you have decided to say so, the enemy is going to attack you, but God is going to deliver you. Hallelujah, Shataya. And here's what Job answered in verse 19. It says, and Job answered and said, how long will you vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? He was letting them to know that your words are cutting. They're not edifying me. They're tearing me down. But Job had to stand up. Now, I'm talking about shaking off stuff. So you're going to have to come to a place where you can shake off whatever is trying to hold you down. You know, you can be saved 10 years and something can creep back up in your life because you think you've mastered it. And here the enemy shows up again and you say, well, where did that come from? Because we get prideful and, we forget about where God has brought us from. And God is saying, you've got to keep yourself under subjection of the word of God. And not only that, you can't, you and I, we can't go around criticizing other people for their sin because, see, sometimes that will cause things to come back in our life. We can't stop people from lying on us and speaking evil to us and, just all kinds of things. You have to overlook that, and that's where I am. I am learning still on the level of ministry that God has me on. I have seen such cruel people, and I didn't know there were so many cruel people out here in the world because before I hadn't experienced that. But in the past 3 years, I've had to shake off many things, and God is still helping me to shake them off because we can never get to a point where we think that we know everything. Glory be to God. Because we're still learning. And as long as we're rooted and grounded in the love of God by the word of the Lord, God will help us. Job had said to them that they had reproached him 10 times in verse 3. And that they were trying to make him ashamed, and that they weren't even ashamed of what they did. But glory be to God. I want to tell you the good news, glory be to God, that God has come to give you life and give you life more abundantly. And even as blind Bartimaeus had to shake some stuff off to receive his sight, I do believe that not only did he receive his natural sight, but he received his spiritual sight. His spiritual sight was already heightened because even when he didn't have natural sight, he had spiritual sight and spiritual sense to know that God was who he said he was. Hallelujah. He had positioned himself at the side of the road to receive the blessing of the Lord. And he threw off his own garment. And the scripture said that he arose. It did not say that the disciples went and got him. It said that he he arose, he stood up, hallelujah, on the side of the road and began to walk to Jesus. And the Lord told the disciples, let him come, because they were trying to stop him because they just thought he was just a mere man. And God is saying to you in this hour, if you want something from me, you're going to have to get up from your bed of affliction, glory be to God, and you're going to have to come to me, saith the Lord. You're going to have to bring all of your mess and all of your stuff to me. Whatever you can't cast off, just bring it to me, and I will deliver you. I will help you. I will bless you, and I will use you. I will send you. I will equip you. I will do whatever is necessary to help you to do my will. Glory be to God. I do believe that there are people on the line today who feel like it has been past their season. I know about that. Well, I'm 57 years old, and I was like, God, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing some of this stuff. He said, I don't care how you feel. It's not about you. You're not an age to tire. I may have changed your position in the kingdom, and you're no longer solo pastoring, but you are, there are many things that you can still do, and I want you to throw aside that weight, hallelujah, because my friends persecuted me. I mean, they persecuted me grandiosely because I sat down from pastoring because the Lord has said to me, I no longer want to use you in that field. You've got to know what time and season that you're in. Ecclesiastes says that there's a time and season for everything under the sun. And you cannot allow anyone to stop you from changing your profession in the gospel. And that's a whole other message right there. Because as a fivefold ministry, it is up to God to use us according to his will in his time and in his season. And if we continue to walk in the now, amen. And also, I'm so thankful for this network because the people that I've encountered here are walking in the now. They're not walking in yesterday. Whatever God said yesterday is for yesterday. But today is a whole nother message. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And in the next second, it could be a whole nother message. But whatever it is that God wants to do, we want to do that. And if you remember the story of Joseph had a dream. He, too, was stripped. He was stripped of his coat. He didn't throw off his coat. His brothers took his coat off. And I want to tell somebody today, you may have been stripped of some stuff. You may have lost some things. Your brother and sister in the kingdom, whether it was natural, they may have sold you a bad bag of goods. They may have sold you to the wolves and the sheep. You may have lost your home. You may not even have a home yet. Glory be to God. You could be living in a shelter, but God is coming to rescue you. Glory be to Jesus. They threw him in a pit, but what they did not realize is, even though they stripped him of his natural coat, they couldn't strip him of his spirit. I want to tell you today that the Holy Spirit is on you, that you have the oil of God on you. You got the oil of God working in you, and as long as Jesus is a Christ, he's going to do exactly what he said with your life, as long as you submit to him. Glory be to God. I want to encourage somebody today to build that ministry, to be a Nehemiah, restore the wall, glory be to God, bridge the gap, do whatever is necessary, link up with people that have a similar vision or that can help you to, so that you can have a comeback, glory be to God, because in this hour, God is not looking for the perfect, he's looking for the people that he can perfect, glory be to Jesus, through the word of God, so that people can see him, amen. People are looking for Jesus. They're not looking for stars. They're not looking for big names or small names. They're looking for Jesus. And as long as we keep that focus of looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, everything shall be well. Glory be to God. I don't have much more to share with you. When the Lord stops, I stop. I just want you to know that you are important to the Lord. I just wanted to share a portion of scripture with you that God laid on my heart to tell you to shake some things off, to allow the Holy Spirit to rule you, to lead you, and to guide you into all truth. I mean, pray like never before. Glory be to God. Don't be rebellious. Don't buck against the Holy Spirit because you're going to have a hard way to go. And even if you do go back out in the world, you can come back. Hallelujah. I'm a witness of that, too. I've been through a whole lot of things. I've been homeless. Hallelujah. I've been raped. I've been through hell. Listen here. And it wasn't by choice or because I was a bad person. It was because God knew that I would share my testimony with people to say that God is a keeper. Mm-hmm. He is a keeper, and he is a miraculous God every day. As Apostle E said, the Lord, every day that we live, it's a miracle. Every day that we have breath, it's a miracle. Every opportunity that God gives us to breathe his blessed air and to say, thank you, Jesus, it's a miracle. And even if you don't do anything else but to tell somebody that Jesus is alive and well and he still saves souls, you've done a lot. Amen. Lead people to Christ and glorify the name of the Lord, and God will be well pleased with you in Jesus' wonderful name. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor, Jesus. Lord, you are so worthy of all the praise, and God, I ask that you would touch, heal, set free, and deliver every person on the line today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you would lift them up today and help them to understand that they are somebody. Heavenly Father, I pray that you have broken down walls of tradition and religion, oh God, to help someone to know that you don't have to be puffed up. You don't have to be glorious. All you have to do is be a child of God. Hallelujah. And submit your will to the Father, and he will work in you and work through you according to your will. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would bless someone who is in despair today, that you would help them along their journey as your word has promised. Father, I decree and declare in your name, Jesus, that they are the head and not the tail, and that they are above only and not beneath in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I stand against every demonic host of demons that have come against anybody today.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, and we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, because you're going to bring them out, oh God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I pray right now for every woman of God that's out there that is single, that is seeking you for a husband, and I say, wait on the Lord. In the name of Jesus, don't be loose, don't be anxious, but wait on the Lord, because he knows what you need, and don't be so proud that you don't receive what God has for you, because you don't think it looks like what you think it ought to look like. Seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord, because he knows what you need. I want to pray right now, and I'm praying as I'm talking for every man out there that's in a relationship, that's wondering, should he marry, that should he continue? I'm saying to you today to step up in the face of God, in the name of Jesus, and do whatever the Lord says, and make it haste. Don't continue to wait. Don't continue to wallow. If it's not for you, let him go. Don't hurt anybody. Hallelujah. And don't stay with somebody that you don't love in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you today and we praise you today. And we do ask God for every relationship, for every married person that's experiencing problems in their home, that are living one way in church and living another way at home, God. I pray that you would bring perfect harmony on both sides of the fence in Jesus' name. Father, I pray that their wives would love their husbands and the husbands would love their wives, that they would begin to shake off everything that is not like you, that they would be come in perfect alignment and harmony with you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we cover all the children everywhere, oh God. Lord, we speak to the streets right now in the name of Jesus, and we say, give up our sons and daughters, yes, in Jesus' mighty name. God, we thank you today, hallelujah, for your word that declares that our sons and daughters shall come from the north, south, and the east, and the west. In Jesus' name, we give you all the praise. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. God bless you.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. You may be on this call right now, and the fire has lit in you. Dial one if you have a question for Apostle Deb right now, or you have a prayer request. We do have a intercessory prayer list already built and being circulated through all of our intercessory prayer warriors. These names have been put on Facebook. If you want to submit a name, submit a prayer request, you can dial one right now also and hear from the woman of God, or just get prayer from our prayer team. Minister Terry, good morning, woman of God. You are live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Apostle Deb.
Good morning, family. I tell you, Apostle Deb, Pastor E, what a word she has delivered. Like you guys said on Man Up the Movement Tuesday, this message is for me. So many things, and I tell you, ooh, what a prophetic word, because you said, when God speaks, I obey. Hallelujah. You said so much. And you said God is looking for a body to do his work. And we have to get back to basics and make God great again. The world is telling us, make America great again. No, we have to make God great again. So then you said there's some things we got to shake off.
Oh,
Jesus. I thank God for the archives because you said, ooh, what a word. I was just excited just listening to you. My God, I tell you, Apostle Deb, may the Lord continue to use you to share the gospel of Christ and love and what our purpose is here on this earth. God bless you. What a word. Pastor E, I tell you, the now and never, not our will.
I just say to God the glory. Thank you so much. I love you so much, and I really enjoy your messages as well. And I just say to God be the glory. I know I can talk fast, and I try to power pack a lot in there. But I pray that you know that you have been blessed, and as you listen again, we'll get more out of the broadcast in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Graciously receive. Love you. God keep you.
Amen. Amen. Good. Minister, I don't know. I didn't mean to cut anybody off. If you had something else to say, Apostle Deb.
No. I didn't say anything.
Okay,
I was quiet.
Amen. Minister Michelle, welcome to. Good morning, woman of God. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E and Apostle Deb. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I am doing so much better after listening to Apostle Deb on the air. I tell you this morning, I was feeling sick. I've been under the weather for about a week now. But as soon as you started talking, the move of God just woke me up and it refreshed me and it strengthened me. And I just want to say the anointing is so fresh on the air this morning. I know many people may be on the line and may be shy and don't want to press one, but I know the Lord is moving. He has moved. He's going to continue to move. And your testimony, Apostle Deb, it was just so powerful. And it just reminded me, oh, praise God. It reminded me of when I came into the ministry to get ordained, and I had been praying for a while. It seems like as soon as you, I don't know for a lot of people, it may be for a lot of people who can relate, but as soon as you are about to become ordained, it seems like everything in your life is starting to go wrong. Everything in my life is going wrong at this time, at this moment in my life. I mean, everything you can imagine happening was happening in my life. And like, Lord, what is going on? My car was breaking down on the freeway. I was having a problem in my life, my personal life, my children. Just everything was going wrong, but I could feel that the Lord was calling me to do something. And I had been trained as a missionary under another ministry, but that was as far as you could go. And I knew the Lord wanted something more, and I could just feel him wanting more, but I didn't know what it was. So I began to pray and fast. And like I said, my car was breaking down. It was pretty much out of commission. I had no car, no transportation on the bus. And I had been out of church for a couple of weeks, and the Lord was saying, you know, you need to go to church. You got to get in church. So I was telling my best friend, I talk fast too, so you can slow me down. I was telling my best friend, we got to get in church. And so on this particular Sunday, nobody wanted to go to church with me, Apostle. I was like, she was running late. My husband had some other issues. My daughter wasn't up. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to church today. Today is the day. I've been out too long. I can't take it no more. I'm going. So I was like, Lord, which church should I go to? Between like two or three churches in the area. And the Lord said, go to this church right here on the corner of your house, right around the corner, literally. And so I said, you know what? I hate going to church late. I don't know anybody at this church. This is all brand new, but I'm going to hearken to the voice of the Lord. So I got dressed, and I got there about 10:30, walked in, didn't know anyone. The first person who I met was Sister Minister Annie Collins. She came over and greeted me, and I sat in the back. I was like, I don't know these people. You know, I don't know what kind of church this is. When I was younger, I went to this church, and people were doing all kind of crazy things. So let me just sit in the back, you know, kind of like just blend in with the crowd, and maybe they won't see me. And if I don't like what's happening, I could just sneak out the side door, you know, and it's going to be all right. So he came in, and I didn't know who he was at the time because the church hadn't started, and he was going around, you know, kind of like fixing up, picking up stuff. He came over and greeted me, and I was like, oh, he must be a deacon. You know, he's so nice. This is a really friendly church, you know. And so the service started. He was the pastor. I said, wow, that's awesome, you know. That you could actually touch and greet the pastor. Some churches, you can't even get to them, you know, but make a long story short. Yeah, make a long story short. He began to minister, and then as he was ministering, he came out in the crowd, and he came right up to me and said, you have been called to the ministry.
Glory.
So I don't remember all what was said, but as I went up that day for prayer as well, and he was like, the Lord wants me to ordain you. So my story is when you were Yeah, I was like, praise God. I just like started wanting to cry as I was hearing your story because I know it to be so true and it happened to me personally. And he said, you know what? The Lord wants me to ordain you. There's something that you need to do in the ministry, and I will ordain you. You don't have to join this church. I just need you to keep
glory,
coming.
Hallelujah.
And so I came back the next Sunday with my family, and we all liked it, and we continued to come, and I joined. And they said, well, you know, normally you sit under us for about a year, and then we'll ordain you. Well, I think it was like 4 or 5 months. It'll be February this month, 15th. I've been ordained for 2 years now, and I'm still with the ministry on the ministerial staff, and God moved miraculously for me like that. So I know it to be true. He is a right now God. He will do give you whatever it is your desires. Like you said, he just wants a body. And if you're available, it doesn't matter if you feel like you're not qualified, if you feel like, you know, everything in your life is wrong. God knows when it's your timing. If it's your timing, it's your timing. And Apostle, I'm just so elated by your testimony and by your presence, and I just praise God for you.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm just so thankful that you shared that, because the word of the Lord says, let the testimony be established out of every – excuse me. I'm so excited. I'm so mixing it up here. But let the word be established out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. and she's another witness, glory to God, that God is able to do the impossible. And he will do it in Jesus' name. I'm excited about that. I'm thankful. Thank you for sharing that. That even just boosts my faith even more.
Mm-hmm. Yep, me too. And I'm encouraged, and I hope whoever's on this line is encouraged. Know that God is calling you as well, and he will do it. All you have to do is say yes. Yes to your will, yes to your way. Yes, Lord, here I am. Use me.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm glad we can always get back to that point, is that it's really about the ministry that God has for you. And it doesn't, I heard Apostle say earlier, it doesn't take a degree or a seminary. You can immediately share the love of Jesus Christ just by telling somebody about his love. And he qualifies you, and he gets you prepared for that ministry of reconciliation. And it begins with me. Any ministry I ever have a part of, it began with me looking in the mirror, really being transparent and saying, I need to change. I have to do this your way. Oh, let me surrender. And once you surrender to him, then you see the difference between that line of mysterious and miraculous. When you surrender,
amen.
Or it looks fuzzy,
amen.
When you're still pushing against and tugging against and resisting. But as soon as you surrender all, it gets clear.
Yes, Lord.
And the more you surrender, the clearer it gets.
Amen.
That's a little real talk segment, y'all know.
Amen. No, it's
anybody else? Hey, anyone else want to get in on this broadcast today? Dial one. We still have some minutes remaining. As I said, we do, and we're going to continue this, building this prayer network of praying for one another. And what's my prayer? That God does better for you, that he rises you up, that he exceeds you, that he does everything great in your life as long as you are in line with his will, that he will bless your ministry, that he will expand your borders, that he will increase you as you submit yourself to him. That he could be lifted up. Because he says, if he be lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. So that's the prayer that I pray for everyone, that God just blows your socks off every time you submit to him, that he just miraculously transforms your way of thinking every time you just submit to him and surrender all.
Yes, God. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Yes. Jesus. Yes.
You know, Pastor E, I wanted to say this, just share this really quick, maybe within 2 minutes, because I want to let someone know on the line today that, you know, God is able to change your course. I want to share that because God has, if you heard me earlier, God is changing my course. I'm not a newbie to the ministry. I've been in ministry pastoral ministry over 12 years, but I've actually been functioning in ministry for probably 17 or 18 years, okay? I was ministering to people out in the street when I was a young woman. People were getting saved. We were taking them to churches to get baptized. I didn't even know the pastors. I didn't even know a whole lot of stuff about them, but I was just doing the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. And it was because I was doing the work of the Lord that people began to pull at me and say, where do you go to church and who are you? And I was like, you know, I don't belong to nobody's church. I'm at home praying, but God told me to do this because I was being obedient. And then I had to find myself, you know, then God sent me into a house because you do have to be covered
you have to be covered by somebody or connected to someone. And I like the word connected better than covered, because Christ is our final covering, to be very honest
with you.
Right. But I'm not going to get into all of that, because that's another level of theology. But here's what I want to say, that, oh yeah, Pastor, we talk about it now.
We would have to extend this broadcast, and we don't have enough recorded time to do that show.
Yes, exactly. But I just want to say that God wants to, if God wants to change your course in ministry, let him do it, because you don't know what the blessing is ahead of you until you step out in faith. And I want to say that even with this network, it is very new for me. I'm not used to this type of ministry, but you know what I have found it to be? It has been blessing me. It really has. It has been freeing me in my mind, okay, from some things that I had been going through. And the Lord has given me peace to understand that it really doesn't matter what he called you to do and when he calls you to do it, even if it means to change your entire life as an apostle in the Lord's church. He does not care about your title. He just wants you to submit. Glory be to God. And that's all I wanted to say.
Ooh, I tell you, it still goes back to getting out the way. When that we say it so much, it's such a cliche. Less of me and more of you. That really is deeper than we. And I know we're in the now, so we're understanding that as I decrease, he increases because of surrendering all. We must have triggered the Holy Spirit on another line. Area code 562, last four, 5583. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E and Apostle Deb.
Pastor E.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Minister Carlos?
Hey, I just want to just impart something to most of the listeners and the new beginners that receive Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. I just want to let them know that when you signed up for this, know that you signed up for a war. You know,
Hallelujah. Things
that don't often be good in Christ. We signed up for a war on this. That's why we say we soldiers in Christ. And there will be some envy and jealousy in the church. It's not going to be all peaches and cream. When God start taking us to higher heights and deeper depths and filling us and enlighten us, we're going to get mad. And the devil, he sits in the church. He came to Jesus. He said, where are you going? He said, to his soul, in the earth. So it's not always going to be the hallelujah. Hell going to break loose. He going to attack your kids. But I want you guys to persevere. Keep pressing towards the mark of your high calling that's in Christ Jesus. If he called you, let no one discourage you about that. And Satan is the good one that'll discourage you, and you'll be second-guessing your calling. But I thank God that he gave us a memory bank that we can think back. I was broke up this back all the times that I could have got killed when I was smoking dope. When I got my mother house shot up, when I was gang banging, and when I just seen his grace and his goodness. And
come on now.
With your mind, and you'll be messed up, and somebody can say something to you. If they don't speak to you, if they don't call your name from the pulpit, that should be all right, because you are solidified by the Almighty One, who earth is the footstool, who sees you doing in your private life. You ain't got to tell nobody and butter up to nobody, because your gift would make
all
the doors for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This is one of my real good friends out here in Los Angeles. We in the streets. We are sitting back there in the same streets that we banged on and doped on and died on. But now are walking live and giving life to other people, man. God bless you, man of God. I know you did I heard you did a great job last Saturday in Los Angeles, man. God bless you, bro.
All right, I'm headed over there, Bishop Ely's church. We got our first Jewish district meeting with all the ministers and pastors out here in Long Beach.
Oh, amen. Amen. Text me that info.
All right, I'll talk to you. I'll text it to you.
Okay, I'll call you after this broadcast. I'm about to close down. I'll call you back. Sometimes all you got to do is say yes. Amen. Man, this has been awesome, Apostle. God bless you, woman of God, and you are blessed. And that just is including, and whatever God has for you, it's going to be spectacular and not mysterious. It's going to be miraculous. And I know when you get into that miraculous realm, I understand, and it's becoming more clear to me that there's not enough room to receive the miraculous.
No, it is.
And then
no,
you know, when you're walking in the miraculous, you don't have to have it in your pockets. You know it's available. You don't have to worry about a storehouse that people can see. You just know when it's time to move, God has your back. He will open up a way. He will open up a door, and he will make sure it stays open.
Yeah.
When you submit to him. Amen. Go ahead and pray us out of here. And God bless you again, woman of God. This won't be the last time you guys hear from Apostle Deb. She's on with us. Well, she's been on probably any broadcast. She hasn't been working, but Let's Talk Jesus on Monday evenings. She's being a part of that panel. So God bless you, woman of God. Pray us out of here and know that you're loved, honored, appreciated, but most of all, you are beautifully made by God.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor Eve. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the Now Network. We thank you for this blessed day, and we cover each and every person on the line, God. We thank you for your divine favor and your divine protection. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank you for all things being said and done in decency and order. In Jesus' name, amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.